We learn at the beginning of each class, we learn some Avat Chesed, which is a work that the Chafetz Chaim wrote about the importance of loving to do kindness with our fellow men. The first half of the work, which we did last year, focused on the mitzvot between man and his fellow man. The mitzvah of giving a loan. How are you supposed to give a loan? Who takes precedence in a loan? The mitzvah of tzedakah. The mitzvah of paying wages on time. The different mitzvot between man and his fellow man. And this semester, we're beginning with the second section of the work. I want to dedicate our learning to Sara Chaya Batani HaKohen. The shir was sponsored in her memory. And we read the Hebrew text and translate it. We read a small section, 2 minutes every night. And Bezrat Hashem, slowly we cover whole works this way. So, the Chafetz Chaim writes. The Chafetz Chaim was Rav Yisrael Meir HaKohen. He lived in the city of Radin. Those of you who want, we have the New York Times obituary about him. He lived the 90-something. People would come all across Europe asking him for a blessing. He was an extremely pious man. He wrote the work Mishnah Berurah, Chafetz Chaim, Avat Chesed, among many other works. He's most well known for his stressing the importance of being careful how we speak, that we shouldn't say anything that can imply something derogatory about someone. And that's why he was known as the Chafetz Chaim, which was the name of one of the works he wrote, because the verse states, Mi'a Isha Chafetz Chaim, who is it that seeks life? Ohev Yamim Lirot Tov, who loves life, he wants to see good. Netzol Lishoncha Me'ra, the way to have longevity is watch your tongue from speaking badly about people. The Chafetz Chaim writes, we're holding the second section of the work, the first chapter, Boi Va'an Yana Avat Chesed. Here we will discuss the concept of that a Jew is supposed to love doing kindness. How much a person should cling to this trait of doing kindness, like the verse says in Micha, Higid lecha adam matov. I'll tell you, man, you want to know what's good in life? Uma Hashem doresh mimcha. And what does God want of you? Ki imasot mishpat. God wants you to do justice, to lead a fair life, ve'ahavat chesed, and to love kindness. Notice it didn't just say to do kindness. It said to love kindness. That's a totally different level. At first glance, the verse should have said, "Ki masot mishpat v'chesed." The verse should have said, "What does God want of you? To do justice and kindness." It doesn't say that. It says, "Do justice and love kindness." Or else, it could have said, "Ehov mishpat v'chesed." Love justice and kindness. Didn't say that. It said, "Do justice and love kindness." Why? V'gam. And furthermore, we have to ask ourselves, "Mai lishon higid lecha adam?" Why does the verse begin with, "I'll tell you, man"? That's the way you begin a verse. What's the prophet telling us? At first, it seems that the verse is coming to reveal something to us that we wouldn't have known on our own. Everyone knows that justice is a very important concept. We have a whole parsha in the Torah that discusses justice. And people also know the chesed u'inyan gadol. That kindness is a very important thing. We have a few verses that point this out, as we explained in our introduction. But rather, the concept is based upon what our sages told us in the Tractate Sanhedrin. The Talmud says, if a person's garment was taken in court, meaning he went to a court case, they ruled against him, he had to sell his shirt. Now he's left without a shirt, let him sing songs. That's what the Talmud says. What does that mean? They took your shirt, so go sing songs. And that's where we'll pick up Bezrat Hashem next time. We have a long parsha, I'm sorry.